Hello, my name is Professor Smadar Rosenzweig. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Iyov, Perek Gimel, Chapter 3. Quick review. In Chapter 2, Iyov is personally afflicted with boils. Yet Iyov refuses to curse God and end his life. As the Satan in the heavenly tribunal and his wife on earth suggest. His friends come to sit and mourn with him for 7 days, but no one can say anything to comfort him. And then Iyov speaks and starts to curse the day he was born. In beautifully poetic language, all of Sefer Iyov is written in dialogue. Not all, but most of it, in dialogue, in poetry. The first two chapters were more verse, but here it's poetic verse, and most of the Sefer, except for the prologue and the epilogue, are in this amazing language. I really encourage everybody to open the Sefer, and if you know the Hebrew, amazing. It's the most beautiful, but it's very difficult. And if not, at least the Hebrew and the English, and appreciate the language. Iyov does not curse God in chapter 3, but he curses the day that he was born. The friends couldn't say anything. They were shocked when they saw him. Maybe in the vacuum of silence, Iyov speaks. For the next few chapters, they will begin with the word Vaya'an, and he responded. In all the other chapters, there are ideas to respond to that are clear. What is Iyov responding to here when it says Vaya'an? The Satan and the wife think he should, and he will curse God. So his response is not to curse God, but to curse the day that he was born, which is a way for Iyov to unleash his anger at his situation and his life without cursing God. Mitzudat David and Malbim state that Iyov mistakenly thought that once you are born, the constellations run the earth. So if he would not be born, the random rules of nature would never happen. And this is a very big theme in Mitzudat David and the Malbim, where they understand Iyov's view of the world is that maybe God, of course, created the world, and that's clear, but what about the little details that go on? God put the rules of nature, and once they're set, even God cannot undo them. So Mitzudat David and Malbim are very focused in their Perushim on this view of Iyov's philosophy of the world, that the world is really run by rules of nature that God put in, but God does not get involved in the little details of nature, and the Ralbag also discusses this in many places, and that's why when Iyov wants to say that he wants to die, he really wants to say, I never wanted to come into this world under the rules of nature. Iyov laments. Let's get back to the pshat. Yovad yom ivaled bo, vehalayla amar hora gaver. May the day I was born be lost, and the night when it was announced that I was born. He wants it to be a black letter day, dark, bitter, overcast. It should be alone and no merriment should be experienced on that day. I should have been stillborn and my mother's womb should not have opened. Why was I born? If I was never born, I would be resting at peace at this moment. He's asking the basic question. Is it better to be born or never to have come into the world and experienced tragedy? Remember, Iyov had a wonderful life before all this happened. Does that count for something? Shouldn't that count for something? Many in the Holocaust lost everyone and everything and experienced horrendous tragedy, worse than Eov. Would it have been better if they were never born? Many rebuilt their lives, and Eov will too. Is that an answer? Or is it important to go through the anger and the grief and the denial? In verse 19, Eov says, Katon v'gadol shamhu, ve'evet chofshi me'adonav. Small and great are equal there, and a slave is freed from his master. Mitzudat David explains, everyone is equal in death, and there is contentment there. So why bring people to live on this earth if there will only be disappointment? And those who suffer, mechakim lamavet ve'enenu. All the people who suffer are looking for death but can't find it, and they rejoice when they find the grave. So Eov is very bitter, and he wants to have never been born. And he says, life here is so tough that everyone's just looking to die. Why live if you will suffer? Is a life of suffering worth living? In verse 23, Eov says, Lagever asher darko nistara vayasech eloha ba'ado. To a man whose deeds are concealed from God and before whom God has raised a barrier. Rashi explains that Eov is angry that God does not see his good deeds and is erecting a barrier between him and God. Eov is starting to complain that there is no justice in the world. God doesn't see his good deeds and is shutting him out of his presence. Eov is really saying that life is not fair and not worth living if God doesn't acknowledge you and your good deeds. Eov continues in verse 28 that he was always afraid that this was going to happen to him. Rashi says that Eov knew that things could not continue so well in his life and tragedy was coming. And now all that came true and he's suffering and is in a state of roges, of torment. We saw in chapter 1 that he sacrificed for his family after their cycle of feasting because he was worried that maybe his sons sinned and cursed God in their hearts. So we see that Eov was a worrier. From the beginning, he's always worried. Oh, are his kids doing the right thing? He has to make sure that he's sacrificing for them. So is all the goodness in the world and the success worth it if you're constantly worried that it's going to disappear or that people might do the wrong thing? So is it worth it to live with that worry when times are good and then to actually experience the tragedy that you are worried about? So Eov is asking some of these very important questions, especially that the evil did befall him. So in this chapter, we see Eov cursing the day he was born with the conclusion that death is better than life. And a life of suffering is not worth living. He's not cursing God directly, but we will see his friends understanding his statements as directed towards God. And instead of accepting God's actions as a punishment, he is blaming everything but himself. We saw that in verse 23, that Eov mentions that God does not see his actions and has put a barrier between him and God. So this is a very interesting question for us to ponder. In this chapter, Eov is questioning, is life worth it if there are problems? Even if you had a great life, but you know you're worried that things might end? We don't have to agree with everything Eov says in the Sefer. That's what's so amazing in Sefer Eov. It brings many questions that help us think about many different things. Is this really not Hakarat HaTov? That Eov is not really thanking God for all the good things that happened to him all the years? Is this fair of Eov to turn on God like this when things are not good? Even though he had such a great life that, okay, so it was not worth living? What about all the survivors of the Holocaust who went through crazy tragedy? Imagine if they all gave up and didn't really survive and fight for their life. We'll see that these are questions that go through Eov's mind, and these are thoughts and discussions that he is having. And what's very important to understand with Sefer Eov is that the process is very important. What is Eov's process of understanding his tragedy? Anyone who goes through tragedy asks these questions. Even with great faith. Why me? Is this life worth living if it's this way? So what we'll see in Eov are the questions, the process. And one of the biggest questions in Eov, are these questions okay? Is one allowed to ask these questions and have these ideas? Or should one never ask questions when tragedy strikes and accept on faith alone without asking at all or without being angry? What are some of the important messages that Sefer Eov teaches us? Next time, we are going to study together chapter 4. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat, Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.